The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." The Gospel of the Lord. Morning to everybody. I remember this is one of those passages that when I was first kind of discovering the Bible, I was right around the age of 18 to 20 in that range. This is one of those passages that used to always strike me, because if you take these words as Christ being spoken to you, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's dwelling there, or Father's house, there are many dwelling places." The fact that Christ himself looks at me and is saying, "I am preparing a place for you. Do not be afraid." What does that look like in our actual life, the idea of "do not be afraid"? Well, I don't think it's that we're, you know, going around trembling and servile all the time. But for us, when Christ says, "I am the way and the truth and the life, do not be afraid," here's the thing. Each one of us, because of original sin, we are all tempted, at least, to look for our happiness and for our fulfillment by our own strength. That was kind of the original fall of Adam and Eve, was in the face of something that just doesn't make any sense and is seemingly hopeless, are you going to trust radically in God, or are you going to take matters into your own hands and say, "Well, I guess it's up to me," and compromise with the evil one? And if we look at the way that we use our time, you can ask ourselves, okay, if in the end of the day, I mean, all of us would like to get to heaven. I have no doubt that everyone here, would you like to get to heaven? Yes, I want to get to heaven. Do you think you have a fairly good chance of getting to heaven? Well, I don't know, but I mean, I think so. I mean, I'm going to Mass regularly, and I'm, you know, trying to live a good Catholic life. Maybe I'll spend a little time in purgatory, but at least have reasonable hopes to get to heaven. Okay. Then I think we can ask ourselves the next question. How do I spend my time? How much of my time is God time? And I'm not only talking about time spent praying the rosary or going to adoration or going to worship the King up on the hill every time the Legionaries of Christ advertise it, as we kindly do regularly and so few of you come. But anyway, it's not about even going to daily Mass. These are all important. This is all a big part of it. But how much of my day would I qualify as being God time? We all live in a busy world. We all have things that come, that come at us from different angles. And we can say, "Well, look, I know I should pray more. I know I should do more church stuff. But there are only 24 hours in a day, and there's only so much time. How much time out of my life can I really give just to God and make it into God time?" Well, here's the answer. All of it. All of it. So what does that look like? Well, to the extent that we are holy, when you are washing the dishes, that can be God time. Are you doing what God would want you to do? It's a reasonable thing. If you are a parent and you have a family, you're probably going to do something like clean your house, wash dishes, and do that stuff. Okay, am I doing that in union with God? Am I offering it up? Am I making my prayer my work into a prayer? If I am, then it's God time. The way that I talk, do my conversations reflect God? There are some people that when you talk to them, you just simply know I can't even go there in certain subjects because these people are full of God. And I can't talk about worldly, nasty, sinful stuff around these people because it's like you don't even want to go there. If you knew, you know, some great saint, you even if you, in certain moments of your life of weakness, you know, watch certain shows you shouldn't be watching and have certain conversations you shouldn't be having, if you're around that saint, you're not going to do it. If you had Padre Pio here, you're not going to start talking about, you know, some raunchy Broadway show, right? It's like, you're not going to go there, okay? Imagine if the Blessed Virgin Mary was around. She was not going to be sitting there giving you disapproving, scowling looks every time you talk. But you're going to, there are certain people that because they're full of God, they elevate the others. Why? The Blessed Virgin Mary, I'm sure, was able to talk about ordinary things, and nonetheless, when she did it, people were connected to God. There's a way of living in union with God. Now, if we think we can do that without at least having certain moments of our day that are just dedicated exclusively to Him, like praying the rosary and going to your daily mass and stuff, we are sadly mistaken. Under ordinary circumstances, we all need to have at least certain moments of the day that we just simply carve out and say, Lord, this is time just to be with You and nothing else. But if we do that, and when we do that, that will enable us then to live the rest of our ordinary lives doing ordinary things at work, in the house, at school, or whatever the case may be, with our friends, socializing, doing ordinary things with God. And when we do that, we sanctify those moments, and we grow in holiness. And that's really, in a certain sense, our faith is very simple then. It's just simply a matter of doing everything we do in love, out of love, with God, for God, and going about our ordinary lives. So, easier said than done. So, I'm not going to give you any pro tips because already I started Mass late and, you know, but this is going to be something where you can take it to your own conscience exam and say, okay, what are the things, what are the aspects of my day that, Lord, I've got to do these things because it's just part of my ordinary life, but what are the aspects of my day, Lord, that You would like to be a part of, and how are we going to make that happen? Father, Son, Holy Spirit.